Good day, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Bob Marone for Westchester Talk Radio. You're listening to White Plains Hospital Health Talk. And today's guest, Nicole Tenner. She's a certified personal trainer and wellness coach here at White Plains Hospital. And today's topic, steps to stress management. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you.
Stress is a huge problem right now. What with COVID and people out of work, the kids distance learning at home, parents having to help them, and of course, worries over health and safety. Where do we even begin?
I know, Bob. There's a lot going on. The pandemic has certainly sent people into a frenzy, and there's been a lot of unprecedented times. So, you know, depending on everyone's individual situation, the best thing you can do is figure out your stressors. What is it that you're facing? Maybe you're someone who lost a job. Maybe you do have kids at home, or, you know, you and your spouse or just yourself are working and your kids at home. So what is it that you're stressed about? Identifying our stressors is going to be the best step that we could take first. I do this, I'm a visual person, by physically writing it down on a piece of paper. That way I can see, you know, when it's all jumbled up in our head, we tend to lose track of things. And that's where the stress response comes from. We're not sure what to do about it. So write it down in front of you. And that's where you can identify what you can do something about right now and what you might be able to identify to do something later about.
What is stress exactly? We know what it feels like to some extent, but what is it? Where does it come from?
Yeah, absolutely. So stress, even before the COVID-19 happened, stress is kind of a word that gets thrown around there. You'll hear it in everybody's lives every day. Oh, I'm stressed about this. I got this going on. Stress is thrown out, but it's a real thing, and it's important that we identify that. We can't just say it and ignore it. Stress, as we know, can be very detrimental to our health. It can get in the way of things that we're trying to achieve. It can affect our longevity, our quality of life. So there's certainly a stress response that occurs that we need to address. So stress, what I like to tell people is, for everyone, it's a perceived threat. So what happens with stress is, you know, I talked about that jumbling up of ideas in our head, and all of a sudden we're not sure what to do about it. And now we have a stress response occurring. So what happens with stress, again, it's different for everyone, but some of the identifiers are increased blood pressure, heart rate goes up, people start sweating, you might experience indigestion. Some of the more physiological things that happen internally, our cortisol levels go up, our blood pressure over time will stay high. So there's a lot that can happen with stress, and identifying that there is a physiological response that occurs is important, because we don't want that to happen for too long of a time.
Okay, now we know what stress is. Let's get back to what I implied to you is a very long list. Mm-hmm. What can we do next then?
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, it doesn't stop there. Knowing what our stressors are is just the first thing. So once we have our stressors in front of us, and I like to use myself as example, we need to make a plan. So like I said, if we have it all jumbled up in our head, the worst thing you can do with stress is not do anything about it. So we have our list in front of us, categorize it. What is it that you can do something about right this second? Because things are out of our control, we're going to continue to stress about those. But we have to realize that there are things that we can work on right now that are going to allow us to manage that better. So, for example, myself, I'm a student currently. I get really stressed with all the assignments I have. So I have a list in front of me. I mark down, this one's due first, this one's due next, this one's a priority, this one might not be as important, and I go from there. At least I know then that I have things that I can do something about right now, and I can address the other ones later. They're not as high on my priority list. So identifying things that you can do something about right this second, and letting the other ones that are kind of in the background be there in the background and do something about later.
Again, what I'm hearing you say, and what I'd like to emphasize this for listeners, that list and then converting that list into a plan and visually looking at it, it will reduce your stress.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying.
Exactly.
I better get a good pen with a lot of ink in it.
Yep.
Okay. What about those stressors on the list that we can't do much about, that we have to live with? What if you can't find a job, or we're upset we can't visit family across the country due to quarantine, or I have to educate the kids at home or with some sort of visual aid or computer visual aid? How do we manage?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So back to the statement that I said earlier, The worst thing with stress is if you do nothing about it. So like I said, even though they're in the background, they're not things you can do right this second, start to make a plan and start to think of ideas of what you can do. So quarantine, as you said, a lot of people were stressed about what they couldn't do, the people they couldn't see. And so you want to do something that is not as good, but it's in the right direction. So for example, someone you can't see, maybe they live across the country, and due to quarantine, you can't go visit them. You know, luckily we live in the age of technology. So we have video chat, we have phone calls. So make it a plan, make it, maybe it's a scheduled time throughout the week that you meet with that person. Maybe it's your grandmother or your daughter that lives there. Make a plan to talk with them where you can see their face. You know, obviously it's not that person-to-person contact, but it's close enough. An example, my family, my grandmother lives down in Texas and she lives alone and we weren't able to go see her. And obviously she's at high risk. So my family and I got together and put together a scrapbook for her of our memories of 2020.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, you know, there's something you can do. It might be a longer process than doing something right this second, but there is something.
Now, as you know, I've done a lot of morning radio, and occasionally I have a workout or a hockey game the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I could be maybe physically exhausted. Maybe I didn't get as much sleep as I liked.
Yeah.
I find myself sharper the morning after a workout.
Yeah.
What is that?
You know, it's definitely, Bob, a chemical reaction that's occurring. Like I said, your endorphins, your adrenaline's running. But there's also the part of activities, sports, exercise that people aren't thinking about, where you do a lot of thinking, especially if you're an athlete. You know, when you're on the ice playing hockey, you know, you're not just there. You're not just going up and down the ice. You're planning, mm-hmm. and who am I going to pass to? What's the next play? There's a lot of brain functioning that's actually occurring. So mm-hmm. you're getting your brain moving, and what's nice about it is it's a step out of our everyday life. So a lot of times of the day, we're thinking about stress. We're thinking about what we're going to make for dinner. We're thinking about our kids, our family. It's something outside of that. So it allows you to think in a more creative manner.
Nicole Tenner, I don't think you realize, but you've helped a lot of people today.
I hope so.
Because what you've said is it's not only common sense, it's therapeutic, it's professionally obtained and explained. Thank you so very much. Thank you for being with us. That's Nicole Tenner, certified personal trainer and wellness coach here at White Plains Hospital. You've been listening to White Plains Hospital Health Talk.